Hello, my name is Kambat, and today I will be sharing my research title, The Interlinked Trajectory of Human Development, Education, and Digital Access from 2010 to 2023. This simple term, my study looks at how education, internet access, and overall human development have been growing around the world over the past decade, and how strongly they are connected. When we talk about the human development, it's no longer about the income or GDP. Today's things like education and digital connectivity play a huge role in shaping people's lives and opportunities. As more people gain access to education and digital tools, countries tend to see improvements in health, innovation, and overall quality of life. But not all countries develop at the same pace. Some move faster in education, others in technology, and that's exactly what this study investigates. Search objectives. My main goal is to understand how these three key dimensions, education, internet research, and human development, evolve together. Through that, I focused on three main objectivities. First, measure how much each country improved in these areas between 2010 and 2023. Second, identify the top performance in each category. And third one, analyze how closely related these three dimensions are. The most recent data from 2023. Data description. For my data, I used reliable international sources covering the years 2020 to 2023. The education index from the United Nations Development Program, I connected that research data from the World Bank. Twitter, this covers over the 100 countries. The data helps us see how improvements in education and technology translates to increased human progress. Methodology. To compare progress, I calculated each country's improvement by simply subtracting its 2010 score from its 2023 score. Then I ranked the top 10 countries with the biggest improvements, not by their absolute, but by how much they have grown. Finally, I used Pearson correlation to measure how strongly the indicators move together to see if education, digital access, and the human development are truly linked. Here's the top 10 education improvements. Here we can see the countries that made the most progress in education between 2010 and 2023. Countries like Turkey, Seychelles, Saudi Arabia, Morocco, Bhutan stands up. Their progress reflects consistent mix. In education, from improving literacy to expanding access to higher learning. This kind of education growth often creates a strong foundation for wider social development. Here's the top 10 internet usage improvements. Now, looking at the internet access, we can see some remarkable digital growth stories. Countries like Iraq, Uzbekistan, Britain, and Botswana have seen rapid increase in internet usage. These improvements show how digital access can offer new economic social opportunities, helping people connect, learn, and innovate in many cases. Expanding internet infrastructure also supports educational improvement. It's the top 10 human development index improvements. This chart shows which combines education, wealth, and income. Countries such as the Bangladesh, Guyana, Jordan, Morocco, Turkey, and Angola show strong broad-based plans. It's encouraging to see that many of these countries are improving education and alternative sex, showing that female development is currently driven by just one factor. Correlation results 2023. First, the correlation between the education and the internet is about 0.8, which also show a strong positive in countries which better education system usually have higher internet usage. The correlation between education and HDI human development index is even stronger, around the 0.93, meaning education is one of the strongest drivers of human development. Lastly, internet and HDI also show high correlation of 0.89, confirming that digital access plays a huge role in improving living standards and opportunities. Overall, all three correlations are high and positive, which statistically proves that education, internet access, and human development move across domain overlaps. Here we get this where it's get really interesting. We look at the which countries are bearing more than one top 10 list. Putin is the only one that a person all three education, internet usage, and development. That means Putin achieved balanced and consistent growth across all fronts. Other countries like Turkey, Morocco, and Angola proved strongly in two of three areas, showing slightly different development paths. These results show that education and digital access really do improve. Reinforce human development. However, every country's story is different. Some made progress mainly through educational reforms, while others more had expanded digital connectivity. Putin stands out because it balanced both improved schools and access to technology at the same time, leading to stable and sustainable human development gains. In conclusion, this study shows that education, usage, and human development are deeply connected. The data suggests that when countries invest in both education and technology, they tend to achieve faster and more inclusive progress. For policymakers, the message is clear: to drive sustainable development, education, and digital access together. Thank you for your attention.